So you getting ready?
Yeah.
All righty, I'm going to give you your introduction.
Okay, I'm ready.
Ruth Barrett is a Dianic high priestess and pioneering musician of goddess songs and chants since her first recording started in 1980. Ruth is an author, a seasoned ritualist, and longtime teacher of women's magic and mysteries. Ruth has been teaching about the use of chants for women's ritual for decades. She'll be teaching chants for the transition between winter and spring. The title of Ruth's workshop today is Chants to Invoke Spring. And she has been teaching for decades, and we're looking forward to her workshop. Thank you for being here, Ruth Barrett.
Thank you. Happy to be here, very happy to be here. It's also really wonderful to see some faces that I haven't seen in a very, very long time. It's so great to see Elizabeth and Nikki and Sarah and Tracy, and my goodness, there's a lot of folks here, more than I can actually physically see at the moment. But as much as technically Zoom is what it is, what a miracle that we get to do this. I just, you know, I'm so deeply thankful that we get to, especially considering this. I think this Zoom was created for just, you know, teaching and speaking and not exactly music. So it's great that we can do what we can do with it. So I wanted to focus on this time of year because it's a, in terms of what some of us are familiar with calling the wheel of the year, which is the seasonal cycle of the, which is, if you think about the year as a wheel and you have cut it in four quarters, you've got solstices and equinoxes, and then you've got, you cut it again into eighths, and you've got the cross quarter days. And we are poised between winter solstice and the holiday that is associated with the goddess Brigid, who is a Irish goddess of the land. Oh, good. I see there's actually an image there. You know, you don't really see a lot of images. That's a contemporary image that Holly is holding up there. But anyway, some of you won't be able to see it. But she is, of course, if you grew up Catholic, you would understand her as a saint. She was, you know, a lot of times what happens with the goddesses is that, you know, they're either obliterated completely or they're kind of reascribed a new role in the new regime. So anyway, she became canonized as a saint, but a lot of her powers were very similar. She is a goddess of the land, and she is the land, actually. She's a goddess associated with the waxing light. And of course, coming from winter solstice, which is the darkest time of the year, and we're moving in transition right now towards the real evidence that the light is returning. And so if you were in the northern hemisphere, northern Europe, you would be seeing lambs being born in the snow. You would be seeing the crocuses peeking their heads out of the snow, and the life force being evident. You know, she's on her way back. Okay, she's really on her way back. And so if you think about winter solstice as a time of conception of the solar cycle, the new light is being conceived, then this time frame literally that we are in right now is in Irish, The traditional name in Irish is Imolg, which is in the belly. This is the time of quickening. And those of us who are mothers know what that means. That is where you feel life, literally, inside your body. Your womb is, you're noticing that life. It's not just like, am I pregnant? I don't really notice. To somebody's there. There's movement. And so the holiday is about this, you know, this time of, it's more than hope. It's about feeling it coming. You know, we're solstice is more about faith and hope that the sun will return like that, and the earth cycle will begin to show life again. This is where you see it. It's evidence. And so in terms of the cycle of women's lives, this is about infancy and early childhood. This is that time. And so we celebrate the new possibilities. What a wonderful time that this event is happening right now, and also given the political situation shifting, it's really right on there, perfect. I wanted to share some songs that are about this time of transition, because it's been really rough. We've been through terrible, terrible time, and we still are in a terrible time, but there is evidence of hope. And so we sing to that. And it's also ritually, in the tradition that I'm a part of, it is a time of dedication and rededication. And I think it's, we have this new cycle and new possibilities. And so it's a great time to introspect on, what am I spiritually dedicated to? What are my values? What am I willing to walk my talk? What is it? So the first chant that I wanted to share is one that I actually recorded during the pandemic on a new project called Once in Future Amazons. And the words are, I think that Leslie's going to put up that first one, I Enter in Love. And it's, this is a time in the tradition I practice where women who are actually literally dedicate themselves to their spiritual path. And so this, I enter in love to all that shall be. Blessed is the mystery opening me. Those are the words. And so it is, it's really about trust and opening to that possibility. So this is how it goes. And I can put the words there in the chat. Leslie, if it's easier, you can let me know. It's not, the words are, let's see, here it is.
She got them, Ruth.
Oh, she got them? Okay, cool. Thank you. All right. I enter in love to all that shall be. Blessed is the mystery opening me. I'll sing a line and sing it back. I enter in love to all that shall be. I enter in love to all that shall be. Blessed is the mystery opening me. Blessed is the mystery opening me. Got it? Now, it actually is around, I don't read music. I just hope things come together. and so I this is around, but at some of the parts, if you end up hearing it on the recording, it will be a little bit changed, but only slightly. But we're not going to worry about that. We're just going to do it straight out. And as you do it, I also would love you to pay attention, because it's, again, an inward focus. It's an inward focus. It's a challenge to the self to enter in love. It is a challenge. Because what it will reveal is hard to say. So sing it to yourself. I enter in love to all that shall be. Blessed is the mystery opening me. I enter in love to all that shall be. Blessed is the mystery opening me. I enter in love to all that shall be. Blessed is the mystery opening me. And now you could try singing it with I open to love. I open and I open to love. That's another variation depending on the situation. I open to love, to all that shall be. Blessed is the mystery opening me. I'm going to bring it up a little bit. I open to love, to all that shall be. Blessed is the mystery opening me. I open to love, to all that shall be. Blessed is the mystery opening me. I open in love to all that shall be. Blessed is the mystery opening me. I enter in love. I enter in love to all that shall be. Blessed is the mystery opening me. Another one of the rites of the rituals of this time in my tradition is something called initiation. And it is about formally, it's all connected to dedication and rededication, but it is about formally taking a step that this is my path. I have found where my spirit wants to call home. And so this is a chant that I wrote called Sister's Arms. And it's about entering a circle of women and having an experience of, again, this rebirth, this rededication. So the words are, I'm shedding my skin in my sister's arms. I'm reborn in this circle of love. I'm shedding my skin in my sister's arms. I'm reborn in this circle of love. So let's try that one line at a time. I'm shedding my skin in my sister's arms. I'm shedding my skin in my sister's arms. I'm reborn in this circle of love. I'm reborn in this circle of love. I'm shedding my skin in my sister's arms. I'm reborn in this circle of love. I'm shedding my skin in my sister's arms. I'm reborn in this circle of love. Now this, I think this actually is a round. I think the round part is I'm shedding. I think it's there. I could be wrong. You will tell me if it works. but that's how I think it works. So I'm going to just do the melody some of you have to sing with me, and some of you, if you once you kind of get it, try it and see if it works as a round, and then we'll all know. I'm shedding my skin in my sister's arms. I'm reborn in this circle of love. I'm shedding my skin in my sister's arms. I'm reborn in this circle of love. I'm shedding my skin in my sister's arms. I'm reborn in this circle of love. I'm shedding my skin in my sister's arms. I'm reborn in this circle of love. I'm shedding my skin in my sister's arms. I'm reborn in this circle of love. I'm shedding my skin in my sister's arms. I'm reborn in this circle of love. I'm shedding my skin in my sister's arms. I'm reborn in this circle of love. Does it work?
I broke the round after I'm shedding my skin. So I'm shedding my skin, I'm shedding my skin. And that worked very nicely as a round.
Oh, very good.
And we came in after, you know, after arms, and that worked perfectly too.
Oh.
And I came in after I'm shedding.
I'm sorry, I came in after shedding my skin in my sister's arms. I'm shedding my skin.
That's how we did.
That, yeah, and that worked really, really well.
Okay, so that works. And what about any other place?
The one that you said, Ruthie, which was, you know, I'm shedding.
Yeah.
I'm shedding. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Okay. Well, that's great. Thank you so much. That's so awesome. I love that. Okay. Well, it's time for a chant by Kay Gardner for the holiday of Bridget. This is one that Kay Gardner of Blessed Memory wrote. Many of you, I think, might know this one. She really kind of wrote this one as sort of like a march. You know, I kind of like, she's written a few that were sort of like march-like. And not how I kind of think of the holiday so much, but it's still very powerful. So she's talking about, oh, Bridget, goddess of healing. Of oak and of fire, come to us, come to us, come to us and heal us. Bridget is associated, as I said, with the land, with the healing waters. So she's associated with springs, particular springs in Ireland, and also with fire. And again, this is the fire of the land. This is the land, the heating up of the earth from the molten core and the waxing light and the fire of the forge. So this is the fire of, I connect that very much to when you think about a forge, and maybe there are some blacks, you know, women who work here as blacksmiths. It's about tempering yourself. It's like, who are you going to be? It's about transformation with metal, with water and with fire, and it makes something else. It makes you stronger. This connection between the water and the fire. So this is her case chant. Oh, Bridget, goddess of healing, of oak and of fire, oh Bridget, goddess of healing, of oak and of fire, Come to us. Come to us. Come to us and heal us. Come to us. Come to us. Come to us and heal us. Now, you know, some of you already know there's an echo, you know, come to us, come to us, come to us, come to us, come to us and heal us. You know, you can hear the grand orchestra done with all the parts. So let's just give it a go. Oh, Bridget, goddess of healing, of oak and of fire. Oh, Bridget, goddess of healing, of oak and of fire. Come to us, come to us, come to us and heal us. Come to us, come to us, come to us and heal us. Oh, Bridget, goddess of healing, of oak and of fire. Oh, Bridget, goddess of healing, of oak and of fire. Come to us, come to us, come to us and heal us. Come to us, come to us, come to us and heal us. Oh, Bridget, goddess of healing, of oak and of fire. Oh, Bridget, goddess of healing, of oak and of fire. Come to us, come to us, come to us and heal us. Come to us, come to us, come to us and heal us. Gotta do Kate proud, you know, right? So I want to do another one that focuses on the water. And this is one that Starhawk wrote. Many of you know this one, called Way to the Well. And of course, the words are, we will never, never lose our way to the well of her memory. And the power of her living flame, it will rise. It will rise again. Indeed it is. So, yeah. I think a lot of you know this one, which is good. I want to try to get at least another one in there, so we're just going to go for it. How about that? Okay.
We will never, never lose our way to the well of her memory and the power of her living flame. It will rise. It will rise again. We will never, never lose our way to the well of her memory and the power of her living flame. It will rise. It will rise again. We will never,
we will
never lose our way to the well of her memory and the power of her living flame. It will rise, it will rise again. We will never, never lose our way to the well of her memory and the power of her living flame. It will rise, it will rise again. We will never, never lose our way to the well of her memory and the power of her living flame. It will rise, it will rise again. We will never, and the power of her living flame, it will rise. It will rise again.
Okay, if I can squeeze, okay, 3 minutes, yes! Okay, so let's do this one, which is about this coming spring. So now we are moving from transition into the girlhood, towards girlhood. And this is called Laughing Maiden. And this is around, and it's laughing, and actually, Laughing Maiden, when I heard that phrase, I first heard it from Shekinah Mountain Water. So I included that in this chant. Laughing Maiden is a borning, as in being born. Laughing Maiden is a rising. Laughing Maiden is a flying. Spring has come. Spring has come. This is meant to be to move. You know, you move to this one. But the round comes in after the second line. But it goes like this.
Laughing Maiden is a borning. Laughing Maiden is a rising. Laughing Maiden is a flying. Spring is come. Spring is come. Laughing Maiden is a borning. Laughing Maiden is a rising. Laughing Maiden is a flying. Spring is come, spring is come. Laughing Maiden is a borning, rising. Laughing Maiden is a rising, flying. Laughing Maiden is a flying. Spring is come, spring is come. Laughing Maiden is a borning. Laughing Maiden is a rising. Laughing Maiden is a flying. Spring is come, spring is come. Laughing Maiden is a borning. Laughing Maiden is a rising. Laughing Maiden is a flying. Spring is come, spring is come. Laughing Maiden is a borning. Laughing Maiden is a rising. Laughing Maiden is a flying. Spring is come, yes, spring is come. Laughing Maiden is a borning. Laughing Maiden is a rising. Laughing Maiden is a flying. Spring is come. Spring has come, 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 spring has come.
Thank you so much, Ruth. And yes, indeed, spring is coming in so many ways.
Not soon enough.
Not soon enough.
She's on her way. She's on her way.
All right, Janelle, I think hey, you're up. Thanks again,
I
Ruth.
I am. Thanks, to Ruth.
Tonight. See you tonight.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
So good to see everybody. What a moment in time we have together. So it seems like a lot of you have known Shelley for quite a while, like decades. And I only met Shelley last March, and I've only been with her once in person. So thank goddess for Zoom, because we've been able to sing since March. And in July, the idea of this SingFest started brewing. And when Shelley agreed to coordinate it for us, all of a sudden we were a committee, and there were all these spreadsheets and Google Docs and agendas. We had no idea. I mean, blueprints with all our assignments. I mean, Shelley, not only is she right brain, creative, composer, musician, really nice person, helps us newbies, because I've never done this before, newbie, and we're scared and timid, and she's really great. She's also got this engineering thing going on in the left side of her brain. So total. We Floridistas are really grateful, Shelley, that you have settled here at least snowbirding. And so now here's your introduction that you sent. Singing with her sisters, whether it's her blood sisters, the Camp Len Mary sisters, her festival sisters, her sing shop sisters, or her singing and sacred circle sisters, Shelley Graff has been on a lifelong journey filled with joy, healing, and transformation. After attending Music as Medicine workshops and singing in sacred circles facilitated by the late Kay Gardner, Shelley's musical journey transformed. Following Kay's passing in 2002, Shelley committed to continuing to write songs and chants about women's lives and to share the singing in sacred circle experience with as many women as possible. We're so lucky. Shelley looks forward to the post-COVID-19 days when she can get back on the road without all her gear and travel all over the country to sing with her sisters in person again. After experiencing one of Shelley's singing in sacred circles at a conference in Texas, Carolyn McDade of Spirit of Life fame said, "We are fortunate to have Shelley Graff among us. She is generous of heart and skill, infused with love for the promise that comes when women sing together." Shelley Graff.
Thank you, Janelle, so much. Claire of Data Thakria, ye tise nekes, I hamenes, isamenes, ikiev. Claire of Data Thakria, ye tise nekes, Ihamenes porakon, epistresistontos portus. I cry these tears for all the women with lost or buried souls. I cry these tears for all the women whose spirits have come home. I cry these tears for all the women with lost or buried souls. I cry these tears for all the women whose spirits have come home. I cry these tears for all the women. Is that better? With lost or buried souls. I cry these tears for all the women whose spirits have come home. Keep singing. I Ta thakria ye tise nekes, I hamenes, isamenes, sikia. Kleo of ta thakria ye tise nekes, Ihamenes porakon, epistresistontos portus. So I turned the gain down a little, Jane, and you said that's better. Is this better if I'm a little closer, or how are we doing on the sound? Sound is okay? It's hard to know.
Sound is beautiful.
Okay, okay. Thumbs up. All right, great. Thank you. It's so, so amazing to be with all of you. I have missed you so. You have no idea. This is the most I've been home probably ever in my lifetime. So I have no excuse now for not getting the house in order, and still not happening, but I'll work on it. So one of the things that I find most interesting about women is it doesn't matter what you've done in your life. It doesn't matter maybe what credentials you have or what accolades you have, or just the fact that you're just an amazing human being. There's some sort of socialization and some sort of ingrained thing that tells us we're not enough. And that's where this song came from. I did a retreat with Serpentessa, who's a serpent priestess. I invited her to come be here during my set, but she's with her mother, so that didn't work out. So anyway, Serpentessa, yes, it was, there's some discussion. It was Cretan, Gypsy Crete is what I was singing. Crete as in the island of Crete off the island of Greece. An island off of Greece. Anyway, so it strikes me that, you know, we still don't believe that we're enough. So I'd like for us to, I wrote this chant on the way home from the retreat after being with these amazing women who are so much more than enough. But a lot of them wrote in their responses and expressed that, you know, not feeling enough was something that they still experienced. So, I am enough and I believe that I am beautiful. Try that. I am enough and I believe that I am beautiful. Good. I am enough and I believe that I am strong. I am enough and I believe that I am strong. I am enough and I believe that I can do what I must do. I am enough and I believe that I can do what I must do. I am enough. I do believe I am enough. I am enough. I do believe I am enough. Let's rock it. I am enough and I believe that I am beautiful. I am enough and I believe that I am strong. I am enough and I believe that I can do what I must do. I am enough. I do believe I am enough. I am enough and I believe that I am beautiful. I am enough and I believe that I am strong. I am enough and I believe that I can do what I must do. I am enough. I do believe I am enough. I am enough and I believe that I am beautiful. I am enough and I believe that I am strong. I am enough and I believe that I can do what I must do. I am enough. I do believe I am enough. Sing it one more time. Like you mean it. 2, 3. I am enough and I believe that I am beautiful. I am enough and I believe that I am strong. I am enough and I believe that I can do what I must do. I am enough. I do believe I am enough. Repeat that line. I am enough. I do believe I am enough. I am enough. I do believe I am enough. Believe it, sisters. Believe it. Oh, so since we're in a time of transition, I do want to share a chant about change and the power that we have in our hands and how we're going to lead. It is the time of the woman, and it is time for us to take charge of that. And this is called Sacred Women. And I essentially, there's a long story, and my vision is someday I'll put together a chant book, a song book, and put the herstory behind these. Although some women have invited me to come to their hometown to do a chant, kind of historical, like tell us about the chant. So that's an option too. But anyway, this is called Sacred Women. And when we were in the studio recording it, my dear engineer Dan basically reversed the letters, and it came to me, and I realized that the only difference between a sacred woman and a scared woman is the circle of women we run with and the circle of women that we get to surround ourselves with. And so I'm very, very lucky to get to be around so many sacred women all the time, and be it Zoom or in person. So I'll sing a line, you sing a line. Sacred women circle round. Sacred women circle round. She calls us to remember. Calls us to remember. She comes to us deep in our dreams. She comes to us deep in our dreams, and holds us close and tender, and holds us close and tender. Women chanting, snaking round. Women chanting, snaking round. She works her magic power, teaching us to shed our skin, teaching us to shed our skin, to lead this sacred hour. Sacred women circle round. She calls us to remember. She comes to us deep in our dreams and holds us close and tender. Women chanting, snaking round. She works her magic power, teaching us to shed our skin, to lead this sacred hour. Sacred women circle round. She calls us to remember. She comes to us deep in our dreams and holds us close and tender. Women chanting, snaking round. She works her magic powers, teaching us to shed our skin, to lead this sacred hour. Teaching us to shed our skin, to lead this sacred hour. That's our call. Let's do it. So feeling like we're enough and sacred is certainly an important part of our lives, but we have to trust. We have to trust, and we trust that everyone is sacred and doing her best. Dancing on the roots of love, weaving with the mother, singing opens up our hearts, trusting one another. So this can be around, and I invite you to try it at home. And it goes, dancing on the. All right. So we could have like with 89 women, we could have just this crazy round thing going on. So we'll practice it now. And then next year when we're in Fort Myers, Florida, at the UUCFM, singing around the campfire, we will have all those layers. So dancing on the roots of love, weaving with the mother, singing opens up our hearts, trusting one another. Dancing on the roots of love, weaving with the mother, singing opens up our hearts, trusting one another. Dancing on the roots of love, weaving with the mother, singing opens up our hearts, trusting one another. Dancing on the roots of love, weaving with the mother, singing opens up our hearts, trusting one another. Trusting one another, trusting one another. Oh, it's so fun to see you smiling. Oh my gosh. And I too can hear you singing. It's beautiful. So that was a round. And now we're going to do a woman's hands. Then we'll end with Warrior Woman.
A woman's hands will calm your heart and breathe you deep where healing starts. A woman's hands know what to do. A woman's hands will hold you through. A woman's hands will calm your heart and breathe you deep where healing starts. A woman's hands know what to do. A woman's hands will hold you through. This woman's hands will calm your heart and breathe you deep where healing starts. This woman's hands know what to do. This woman's hands will hold you through. Oh. So this last chant is a call response, and then we'll hear from Tony with what's on our agenda. And don't go away, because we have a $75 voucher raffle coming up at the end, a $75 voucher to SingFest 2022 in Fort Myers, Florida. So I know a lot of you are from the sunny or from the cold winter area, wintry areas. You might want to come on down. I also want to say that our warm friends in the summer can come up to Michigan when we do the Singing and Playing on the Land Festival. So, you know, you can have it both ways whenever you want it. So I look forward to seeing a lot of you at both events. Let me grab my drum and get in the right position. I'm going to have to do a test. Can you hear the drum? It's in August, usually the first week. I was answering a question in chat, I'm not just randomly speaking. I'm a warrior woman, standing strong and free, standing strong and free. I'm a warrior woman, I'm a warrior woman. Come stand with me, come stand with me. You're a warrior woman, standing strong and free. You're a warrior woman, come stand with me. We are warrior women, standing strong and free. We are warrior women, come stand with me. Come stand with me. Come stand with me. Come stand with me.
You had help drumming. Did you see? Did you notice?
I saw lots of women with their drums. Thank you. You're rocking it. I can't wait till when we're live. And I can hear you all loudly and clearly. So, Tony, you're up.
Righty then. Thank you. Thank you, Shelley. Thank you so much. You know, as Janelle was saying before, we haven't been around this singing circle, women's singing circle, for that long. It's only been about a year. And Shelley has really brought us along very quickly, as you can see, for us to bring this together. And, you know, she came into our lives, and then she came into our hearts. And that's what's happened here. We just became a very tight-knit, small women's group. But it looks like we're kind of growing here nationwide. And it's a wonderful thing. It's been such a blessing to have Shelley come into our lives. I think it was at an in-bulk ritual that you kind of just showed up and said, here I am. And it went from there. So I want to thank all of our guests today that performed. And guess what? They're coming back tonight to perform again. It's at 7:00 Eastern time. So those of you in the middle and on the west, keep that in mind. It was just amazing. Shelley, you were great. Wild Bodhima, wow. Okay, so I'm going to learn what to do with my djembe. Okay. Ruth Barrett, oh my gosh, tears all the way through. Melanie Damore, you know, we just had Melanie as one of our guest singers at our UU church for our last service. That was freaking awesome. And she is amazing. And she's coming back tonight. So don't forget to come back tonight. And of course, Renee Jansky. Thank you. I think that was some of the most informative things that I've ever learned for singing in such a short amount of time. So Renee, wonderful. Can't wait. And of course, Linda Smith Cola and Risa Moore. Like I said, your songs really touched me and brought tears to my eyes. So I can't wait for tonight for everyone to come back. Looking forward to it. Like I said, start coming in about 6:45 Eastern time. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you later.
No, we've got to do the raffle yet. Raffle!
Where's my Ruthie? You want my random number?
We've got Ruthie's raffle. Ruthie, let's do it. What is your number today, Ruth?
46.
46. Let me find the list. I've got all kinds of screens up here. Number 46 is, drum roll please, Deb Tuttle. Oh, wait a minute. That is the wrong list. She's not registered to be here. I am so sorry. Let me find the right list. I'm panicking. This is why I'm really glad Leslie is handling the, oh my gosh. Okay, where am I?
Dina, I believe it's Dina Lebowitz.
Dina Lebowitz.
Dina Lebowitz is 46.
Thank you, Carolyn Albee. Woo, that was close. Dina Lebowitz. All right. Congratulations, Dina. Are you here with us, Dina? Say something so you pop out. No, I guess she's not, but I've been in contact with her. I will send her an email and let her know that she is the lucky winner. Thank you all for coming and being here. It's been fun and beautiful, and there's been magic happening that I haven't gotten permission to share with you yet. But if that time comes, I will share it with you. But there's been some behind the scenes magic that's been really intense and powerful that's been going on. So, we are very lucky to have each other, and let's just keep singing. And I will see you all again tonight. So blessed be. Good night, everyone, or good afternoon, everyone.